Forest Company brought to you by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Wealth management advice for you no matter your current situation or stage in life. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier taking you through the weekend, mostly Saturday, but it is a weekend show. Before we get into our question of the day, what is something that irks you? I want to tell you to tune in today to 102.1 The Ville for Vanderbilt baseball as the Commodores host St. Mary's. Pregame begins at 12:45 p.m. and first pitch is at 1 p.m. Coverage also available on the 102.1 The Ville app and the 102.1theville.com. So as I mentioned before, I did that awesome read, which you should go tune into Vanderbilt baseball. Good. Andrew Allegretta does a great job on the call. Just what's something that irks you? I've got a few. I got to really think about the main one. But Jake Walman, you asked the question. What's something that just grinds your gears?
So
what you thinking?
I have a lot of experience in customer service.
Oh,
you
know, yeah.
I worked at Publix in college.
Okay.
My first job out of high school was at a grocery store. And the one thing that I can't stand seeing when I go shopping is carts, buggies in the back of the parking lot.
Oh.
It irks me to no end.
Yeah.
And every time I have a buggy, and I'm not doing this to brag about me, I'm just saying every time I have a buggy, I make sure I put it up.
Good on you, man.
I do that too.
It just
because I worked in customer service too. I worked at a movie theater before I got here. My thing was, you know, people that just leave their trash in their seats.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Like, just clean it up. How hard is it to take your popcorn bucket to a trash 10 feet away from you and throw it away?
Usually it's like the only thing you're carrying, too. You may have a jacket.
Connor, please preach that a little louder.
I mean, it's the people that are like, the mentality is like, well, they're doing their jobs. It's not my job to clean up your but.
But still.
It's the principle of, you know, just
clean up after
yourself.
It's called
being a good person.
Yeah.
And it's free.
The Bible teaches us the golden rule. Treat others as you'd want to be treated. If I came into your house and just left, you know, popcorn everywhere, how would you feel?
Yeah, I would be pretty angry.
Yeah.
I know how this feels.
That's not my main one. He just reminded me of that.
Yeah.
But to speak on my point a little bit more before you guys answer, like, you got to think about these bag boys, bag girls.
What you going to do
when they come for you?
They you know, I mean, you don't know the type of day they've had. And, like, you know, when they come out to get a cart and they see that cart at the end of the park, I mean, it's in the furthest spot of the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's just deflating.
All the way in the back.
It's just deflating.
Can't believe I got to drive all the way to work on a Saturday.
Yes.
Cuts through all traffic.
And, like, and plus, you're probably picking up, you know, 10 or 11 carts on your way back out of the cart corral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's, I don't know, it's just, like, come on, man.
Is that what it's called, a cart corral?
It is. I believe so. That's what
corral?
I call it.
Man, I need to grab a saddle.
I just called it the thing. Like,
the thing.
Go put it in the thing.
A cart corral, really?
Cart corral, kind of like the OK corral.
Okay. I'm going to have to.
Golden corral.
I'm going to have to remember that. Cart corral.
The cart corral. So Jake Walman hates when you go to his beloved grocery store and just clean up your mess.
If you ever own a grocery store, Jake Walman, I'll make sure to push my buggy inside the cart.
I hope
you buy a local Quickie Mart. I really do.
Who needs the Quickie Mart?
I don't know. It's a great question. What do you got, Connor, besides your rant there?
Oh, I think one thing that really makes me mad is when you go really anywhere in public and it's crowded. I experienced this at Rupp Arena a couple weeks ago when you're walking and then the people in front of you just stop and start talking to someone. And you're like, hello?
Yeah.
Or they walk at it like a slow pace that I understand old people kind of move on a slower pace, but it's the people that just walk. Oh, the other one that really makes me mad, if you're in public and you're shopping and these people have someone on FaceTime on full volume, just put in AirPods, brother. I don't want to listen to your conversation.
I don't want to know who has a toe infection.
I don't care. I don't want to hear how.
I got another
your
one that you just reminded
going.
Me of,
yeah.
too.
I'm just coming up with these as we're going.
It hits you.
It hits you. Like,
I'll say a few of them that more pet peeves and really bothers me. But, like, when you go out to dinner and you sit down and you're in a party of four and there's a party of six behind you at another table.
Yes.
They got there after you and they get their food and drinks before you.
Yep.
That blows my mind. That's what makes me extremely upset. That bothers me to no end. And then this also happened last night as well. I mean, all this didn't happen last night, but it just so happens.
You had a night.
Oh, not really. I just went out to get Mexican food. But, like, after you leave to go home, and it's dark outside, and I was sitting in the car with my brother.
Yes.
And we're at a stoplight, and there are people with their brights on in a small little town. To me, I believe that's illegal. You're not supposed to have your brights on in a small town. I believe that's...
Is it? Is that true?
I think so. Don't quote me on it. You're not supposed to have your brights on in like a congested area. But this guy, my brother's like, oh, that's his autos. I'm like, no, flash at him. This is ridiculous. I'm not a aggressive driver. It's nothing.
No, I'm not either.
It's the principle of having a driver etiquette. If you're on the other side of a four-way stop, and that person's directly at you at a stoplight, and they got their brights on, buddy, I wear glasses. You know what this is like when it flares into your eyes.
I do too.
Especially you. All y'all know what I'm talking about. It flares into your glasses. You can't see. Then you're seeing blue dots everywhere for the rest of the ride. I don't appreciate
that. It's the people this happens mostly on the interstate when you're driving and like a truck pulls up behind you and they just flash their brights on you in your mirror.
Yeah.
Bounces off your mirror into your eye. I'm like, dude, I cannot see.
And like, you're driving like this.
That makes me slow down.
Yeah, like, it does.
I mean, you want me to go faster, turn your brights off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, what sucks is if I were to get in an accident because of that, who would be paying? Probably me.
Yeah, because it'd be
unless
the
they hit me from the rear.
Yeah.
Which, there have been times where I've contemplated if someone's pissing me off from the back, just slamming on the brakes. And
it's possible. It's very possible. And I think this is a wrap up my whole rendition of this. I just say, use a turn signal.
Please.
I am upset about this to no end. It actually caused an accident where I no longer have a car. Somebody did not use a turn signal and swerved in front of me.
Please.
So that's what really bothers.
How hard is it?
Exactly.
It's one button.
And all you got to do is just hit the little thing.
It turns itself off.
It does. Once you turn the steering wheel a certain amount, you're done. It goes away. So just use a turn signal.
It's not that hard.
No, it's not.
Another thing that makes me mad, this is more of a college thing I've picked up on. So we have, you know, you can order your food from Grubhub.
Mm. Oh.
And mostly with Chick-fil-A, they have this big screen and it shows your order numbers.
Okay.
What makes me mad is when I order my food, say the order is number 642. 641 gets theirs. I'm like, okay, I'm next. Then I see 643 gets theirs.
Oh.
44, 45, 46, 47.
I'm walking out.
I'm sitting there waiting, just going, just a sandwich, bub. It's all I need.
Sandwich and a soft drink.
Sandwich and a sweet tea, brother. Nevada Josh again on our text line says, what bothers me is being in a public restroom and seeing someone coming out of a pooper stall and not wash his hands, especially if it's somewhere that serves food. Even more setting if it's an employee. Absolutely.
I've been in,
it's mostly fast food. I've been in restaurants where, you know, they use the stall and then wash their hands. How many more of you are just not going to wash your hands?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? We're just not doing that?
Pretty gross.
That happened at school.
Really?
At Subway. I'm like, I don't care if you're wearing gloves.
You're supposed to eat fresh and be fresh.
Be fresh.
Come on now.
We have a caller on our phone line.
Is this who
driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com? Is this who I think it is? Is this the great and powerful Jake Lyman?
Jake?
Who knows?
Oh,
no way.
How about it?
Hello, Jake.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to jump in. Love the show. First, long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
I wanted to jump in on something that irks me. You guys were talking about all the things on the road, people who don't know the rules of roundabouts, is what really grinds my gears.
Yeah. They just stop. They don't know which way to go.
Anybody who stops while they're in the roundabout or just jumps out in front of people, I will never understand how people don't get how it works. But yeah, that I just wanted to call in and you know, drop my thoughts in there because you guys were putting out some really good ones.
Hey, you got a thing tomorrow, don't you? Over on 94.9 The Fan.
We do, yeah. South Carolina's in town. Whoa. Big one.
Big one.
Defending national. I am on my way to Vandy right now. Going to be calling some baseball today, too. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Jake Liven,
yeah.
The jack of all trades. Well, we love you, buddy. We miss you.
We do miss you.
Love you guys, too. Great show. I'll be back next week.
Take some infield for us.
Yeah. Don't be afraid to catch a fly ball or two.
I'll do my best.
Jake Liven.
You got it.
Jake Liven on our phone line. Driven by Wilson County Hyundai.
Glad he called in.
I'm glad.
When I saw Jake, and I was like,
I saw Jake, I was like, is this RJ?
I feel kind of bad because I didn't hear his name at first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this? Can you repeat that one more time?
This is Ronald. We got another caller on our phone line. Eric wants to weigh in on what irks him. Eric, what's up, my man?
Guys, this is something I hate to mention, but unfortunately, this has become more commonplace, and it is a sad commentary on our society. The fact that people do not flush the toilet before you when they go to the bathroom.
I've run into
that a lot more lately. And that is so sad. That is just a simple thing. All you got to do is hit the handle. And the fact that people don't do that, it is ridiculous and disgusting, guys. I just don't get it. It's like, well, how were you raised? It's just, but that's mine, guys. Y'all take care and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Eric.
Appreciate it, Eric. Amen.
It's usually twofold, too, because those are the people that don't wash their hands.
Yeah.
Undisciplined.
Just double whammy.
That's undisciplined behavior.
It's gross. I think my OCD has kicked in to the point of being young. Like, when I was a little kid, we were always told, you know, you do your ABCs while you wash your hands. Now, if I go to the bathroom, like if I use a porta potty or something, and I don't wash my hands, I feel wrong the rest of the day.
You got to carry some hand sanitizer with you.
I feel dirty. That's still not enough for me.
You're never going to catch me at a porta potty. And if you do, you get a picture of it. Congratulations, and frame it on your wall. But that's not happening.
I do if it's an emergency because I have very, very small bowels.
I have one more before we get.
Yeah, go ahead.
Connor was mentioning, you know, talking about people sharing their open conversations in public. Mm-hmm. People that will have a phone call, and it's not just a phone call, but it's the phone call on the speakerphone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I guess I didn't catch it.
Yeah,
I mean, just like, what are we doing?
Yeah. AirPods. That's all you gotta do. AirPods.
You want me to hear your conversation about whatever?
I got a new toenail fungus, Jerry.
Golly, man.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah, I don't know. We'll get to more of these coming up next in the break. Or we're headed to break.
Yeah. Well, the other side of the break.
We want to read them on the air, not just on the break. We will get to more of these. You can still call in 615-737-1025. What irks you? What's something that drives you crazy? But coming up next, I teased it earlier in the show. The Four Nations Tournament is over. What a massive success for the NHL.
Wonderful.
So what are they doing right compared to a certain other league whose all-star game sucked? That's up next. Forest Company, 1025, 1063, The Game. Ryan started the fire.
That's right.
Forest Company broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Hey, before we get into the next topic, tune into 1025, 1063, The Game today for Vanderbilt's men's basketball as the Commodores take on Ole Miss at Memorial Gym with a 2:30 p.m. tip-off. And the pregame show starts at 2 p.m. Vanderbilt men's basketball presented by Athletes Unlimited Pro Basketball coming to Nashville's Municipal Auditorium through March 2nd. Go to uprobasketball.com for more details and to purchase tickets. That was a weird read.
Take care of business today, Vandy.
Take care of business.
Get rid of T-Sun.
Not an Ole Miss fan over here. I wonder why. In our last segment, we asked question of the day. What is something that irks you? We've got a couple answers I want to get to. William from Antioch on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says people at gas stations buying Powerball lottery tickets during morning rush hour. That's something I don't really relate to. I guess I legally could buy a lottery ticket now.
Yeah, you can.
I haven't done it.
So wait a minute. Read that again.
People that buy Powerball or lottery tickets during morning rush hour.
So it sounds like he's in bumper-to-bumper traffic, and he's mad at the people that turn into gas stations to buy a lottery ticket.
Or he's going to a gas station.
Oh, and it's backed up to.
I think that's what it is. Like he's trying to get gas in the morning.
Yeah, hey, let me get 20 on pump 4. And the guy in front of him is just, let me get the latest Powerball. Can I scratch it right here?
Oh, I thought they have kiosks now. Some places have kiosks
some
where you
places
just
do.
Pump them in. All right. Okay, well, that's fair. That's fair.
Wes in Hermitage on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Wes, what's up?
Morning, guys. Happy Saturday. How y'all doing?
Good. Happy Good. Saturday to you.
Man, it's always the most irking things are always the most easy and simple things to correct, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
So I don't know, but it seems like in society over like the last 3 to 5 years, people don't know how to say, excuse me.
Mm.
And it's like if you're in the grocery store and, you know, I mean, we all need bread. We all need milk. Sometimes we have to reach for the same door at the same time. You know, just a simple, oh, hey, sorry. Oh, excuse me. Let me, you know, I'm just grabbing milk here. Just open your mouth and speak. Just that's all I ask. That's it.
Yeah. Be an adult. I mean, come on. Have some manners.
Exactly.
Have some manners. We have these words in place.
Thanks, Wes.
Thank you, Wes. We have these words in place to be respectful.
Yeah.
People aren't respectful nowadays.
People have these little smartphones that are now the pacifier to people's mouths, yeah. Unfortunately.
Apparently, we can all read thoughts.
Yeah.
He just reminded me of one before we get into what I really want to talk about.
Smacking food is
Smacking food is bad.
I can't do it. One of my best friends, Landon, we talk about this all the time throughout grade school, high school, college, whatever. People that sit behind you that are just snacking and they're munching, you hear the, no.
Oh, what did I tell you? People that are wearing shorts in public in weather like this.
Enough.
There's always that one guy.
There's that one guy that thinks he's, I went into a store the other day, this guy had a tank top on and then he had a vest zipped over it. So he was like sleeveless lumberjack.
Yeah,
guy.
I'm from New Jersey. I'm normal. This
is
usual.
Nothing to us.
This
yeah.
is summer.
I'm from Winnipeg. I'm like, come on, man. Like, this is winter.
Be
this
a human fed. Being. Just put
Just
some
be
pants
normal.
On.
Put on your damn pants.
I don't want to see anybody in their boxers. I'm sorry. That's public indecency.
Almost said fourth company. Four Nations Force.
Stadium Pulse.
Stadium Pulse.
I can't get it out.
It's loud.
Four Nations Face-Off came to a close Thursday. Canada unfortunately knocked off our great American heroes 3-2 in overtime. McDavid wide open in the slot. Just a bad play.
Great goal, though.
Great goal and a great tournament.
Yeah.
Just a great, fun thing. Jared, I think, said this on Twitter, and Chase echoed it. I'm going to re-echo it. 2 weeks ago, I didn't care about this tournament. Mm-hmm. I saw it as a break from work. I don't have to come in and produce a Preds game. Now we're back in action tonight. Can't wait. This is fun. Never do an All-Star game again. This is fun.
I like it. I really do like the product. I think the NHL has figured out where they can tap into, not other markets, but they can tap into the average fan of hockey that really loves the aspect of fighting. Because I believe in international hockey, you're not allowed to fight. And now that you're using NHL rules with international rosters, people are like, this is the best of both worlds.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, to me, it had the vibe of WWE promo aspect of
it.
The fights against Canada versus USA in that game, and then leading up to the Four Nations Championship, let's do this thing. We're at WrestleMania of hockey.
I think a lot of it was for the non-hockey fans. There were people going, hey, my country is playing today.
Mm-hmm.
They're representing my country. I'm going to tune in and watch. And then you see hockey and you see, you know, what was it, 3 fights in the span of 9 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, this is awesome. And I think that'll help grow the game a little bit to where, for us locally, people are going to, as bad as the Preds are, hey, I'll tune into this because it's an enjoyable game. At least they play fair, they play tough. It's just, I don't know. On the other side, the NBA had maybe the worst All-Star weekend of all time. I didn't watch a second of it.
I heard about the Wembanyama, Chris Paul, like not shooting baskets into the basket.
They don't care.
They're going for time or something. That's all I heard about.
They don't care. And that's kind of sparked a debate of has the NHL overtaken the NBA in terms of popularity? Because the All-Star game is kind of a testament to how your league is run.
Mm-hmm.
When the NHL is going out there busting their ass, playing, you know, what is
meaningful hockey?
Meaningful hockey, and it was what, 4 games?
Yeah.
And the NBA, your quote face of the NBA, LeBron James, won't even play because his ankle is sore.
Right.
I think that says a lot. And I think that says a lot to a close friend of ours locally here in Nashville. PK Subban went on Get Up the other day and was asked, why does the Four Nations tournament work? He gave a really, really interesting answer. Here's what he had to say.
The NBA has that issue that they got to work on. You got to create a better culture for your players. It starts with the leaders. This issue, there was no issue when Jordan was around. There was no issue when Kobe was around. There's no issue when Sidney Crosby's around. There's no issue when Wayne Gretzky was around, because those are true leaders. They lead by example. Sidney Crosby, Hockey Canada, those players, both Canada and U.S., it was the players that did that for the Four Nations. That's not the league. Mm. The league set it up, but the players went out there and decided and said, you know what, boys? We're all in. When is the NBA going to do that? Because, you know, I haven't sat down and watched the NBA consistently since Kobe. Since Kobe has died, I have not sat down and watched the NBA consistently. I love basketball. Love the players. I think LeBron's great. I think KD's great. Steph Curry, love watching them. But you got to be on the court. You got to be there. And when you're there, you got to go all in. The fans got to feel that they're getting their money's worth. And right now, there's a big difference between what the NHL's doing with those events and what the NBA is doing. Four Nations works because the players are all in.
That last line is what culminates the entire statement for me. Four Nations works because the players are all in. Frazier, who's your favorite NBA player?
No longer is playing, but it was Carmelo Anthony.
Well, if Carmelo Anthony was today and I said we're going to a New York Knicks game, guess who's probably not playing due to load management?
Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah. Whereas, hey, hello, Windows. Whereas in the NHL, I think I said this earlier, the Preds are bottom of the league. Yeah. How many of them are resting? Is Philip Forsberg sitting on the bench because he's tired?
No.
No. He's going out there and playing meaningful hockey. Steven Stamkos has had a down year, and he's out there playing meaningful hockey. Because the Preds are trying to prove something that we are going to give this all we got, no matter how the outcome is. Win or lose, we are going to play our absolute best. And that's something the NBA lacks.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you look at the Preds, you made a great point about this. The Nashville Predators, yes, they're not having a great season this year, and they're still playing. You could say playing for pride, playing for their fans, whatever. Bingo, I just said it. Playing for the fans. And when you play for your fan base, you're going to have a buy-in, and they're still bought in. Those diehard, you're going to have your diehard fans, your Preds fans, that are always going to be bought in. You're going to have your average Preds fans that are like, yeah, maybe I'm not going to this game, but I'm going to watch them on TV.
Yeah.
Those are the people you want to keep in the loop 24/7. And I think the NBA, yeah, you have your diehard fans of certain teams. Like, I'm a Knicks fan, right? But
yeah.
I don't follow the NBA religiously. Yeah, the Knicks are pretty solid the last couple of years. I don't follow them on a day-to-day basis. I'm sorry. But as for the Nashville Predators, sure, it's inside the market that I'm in. I love watching hockey. I love every bit of it. Four Nations has rekindled that fire for me. Underneath that propane lighter that I'm able to watch. I want to be watching hockey every single week in and week out, night in and night out.
You know, go ahead, Connor.
I was going to say, I am the definition of basketball guy. I'm the basketball guy on this show. I'm the basketball guy in the station with Joe Rexroad. I can't stand the NBA. I have never sat down. I haven't sat down, like PK said. I can't sit down consistently and watch. I don't think I've watched over an hour of the NBA this year. Combined?
Yeah.
I don't think I've put myself through it.
I was sitting down last night eating dinner, obviously, at a restaurant, and they had NBA on. It was actually the Knicks and the Cleveland, what you call it? The
Cavaliers.
Cleveland Cavaliers. Guardians, excuse me. Cleveland Cavaliers. You know what the final score was?
Probably 140 to 130.
142 to 106.
That's ridiculous.
To me, yeah, that's cool. It's high scoring. Where is the actual action in the game? I mean, sure, there's probably some cool dunks, some good threes and stuff, but that just, and people are going to say, well, the defense, people would probably disagree. There is defense, well, to a certain degree. If you're scoring 142 points, I don't think there's much defense going on. I'm sorry.
We will continue this conversation coming up next. Plus, we will revisit the question of the day. It's been a popular one today. Carl, hang on the line with us, please. We will get to your call coming up next on Forest Company 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
It's not smart basketball no more. I saw a clip not too long ago where Kobe said, like, yo, it's accidental basketball. And he couldn't have been more right. It was so refreshing to play against Bron because every possession is like a chess match. But you don't just get that on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. And so I think it's very boring.
There you go. That was Draymond Green talking about the brand of NBA basketball that he plays in.
Wow.
He says it's boring.
That's the first time I've heard that clip.
That's a great clip. I heard that the other day and I was like, wow, that is so, so telling.
And that's one of the more polarizing players in NBA basketball. And I'd say
in history, that's a former All-Star.
Yeah.
Talking about how this brand of basketball, I like that he says, you know, playing against LeBron is a chess match when he actually cares.
Right.
Which is not often.
It's to me, I think the NBA, and I was telling you this in the break, is catering to a different audience than the United States.
Yeah.
I think they're catering to audiences outside the 50 states of the United States of America. I believe that the NBA is, I don't think they're developing their talents well, if that makes sense. You're going to get, I look at it like this. The NBA draft, you're going to get probably, I'd say, less than 20% of those guys playing in the NBA for that year they're drafted mm-hmm. at the top level. The rest of them are going to a G League team or just some sort of feeder league. And to me, like, where are those guys now? If they don't make it in the G League, like, obviously we get LeBron James' son, Bronny.
Guangdong Tigers.
Yeah, that too.
Shanghai Sharks.
They're all over there.
Yeah.
And so it makes me wonder, is the NBA really developing good talent? Like, yeah, before the NBA did the whole rule of you can't be draft eligible right out of high school, you have to go to college. Like, yeah. I wonder if they should go back to the high school thing. Because maybe that's where the talent is, and maybe those guys get deteriorated when they go from high school to, you know, college. And maybe those 2-3 years with the NIL, it's starting to saturate. You're going to see more people staying in college. I don't know. Maybe that's where the product is staying. Maybe it's in college. I just don't understand where the NBA is trying to go with their product. Are they really listening to their American audience, or are they actually just listening to audiences outside of America? I don't get it.
Let me call timeout on this conversation really quick.
Okay.
Because we have a caller on our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com that wants to get into the question of the day. What's something that irks you? Maybe it's the NBA. Carl is on our phone line. Hey, Carl, what's up?
Hey, guys. I enjoy your show. I'm over at Murphy Center running inside, and I listen to you on Saturday mornings. Here's the thing that irks me. There are several, but I'm going to give you the top one. People who think they're the smartest person in the room, okay? Mm. I got a family member like that. There's a radio talk show host that comes on in the afternoon. I have yet to ever hear him say, well, you know what? I was wrong about that. But, yeah, that's... There's certain people that they're never wrong, you know, and it irks me. I normally don't speak up against them because I want to keep a good relationship. But,
yeah,
people that are never wrong. Thanks, guys. Enjoy your show.
Appreciate
Thank you, Carl.
Get that run in, man. Yeah. You're in Coach Newt's house right now.
Yeah.
That's my house.
And I'll say this. He didn't mention, like, the afternoon host, Jared. I think Jared has mentioned before that
Jared,
he's been wrong a few
Jared
times.
Is one that will admit he's wrong when he knows he's wrong.
Yeah, he's mentioned before he's been wrong.
But there are people out there that don't.
Yeah.
And my advice to those people is they're digging their own graves.
Yeah.
You're bound to get buried. Someone will find something on you.
Take the steak off the grill for a little bit. Let it cool off. Let it simmer. You know what I mean?
I want a steak now.
Yeah, it does sound pretty good.
Back to our NBA conversation. Texter on our text line says, you can't watch the NBA anymore because they're a bunch of overpaid pansies that fall anytime you touch them, flop around like a fish out of water. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know who started that? LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron is the one who started that.
It's transitioned. He's evolved the game of basketball to cater towards.
And I hate to say it, some of it is bleeding towards college basketball. Because you see a lot of these young kids that look up to these NBA players.
Yep.
And say, I'll play like that. Works for LeBron. Maybe it'll work for me. The one that really comes to mind, Chad Baker Mazzara for Auburn. Mm-hmm. He is the one that anytime he makes a mistake, he's conveniently hurt. The other day against Arkansas, he scored, flashed his jersey, got teed up, and then throws his hands up in the air. I didn't do anything.
Did you see his response to that?
I saw him tweet. They call him. He said, like, they'll just call me for anything now. I'm like,
dude, I mean – I get it. It's one thing if you hit a shot like that and you didn't do anything or, you know, but like, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Awareness level zero.
Yeah. I mean, just.
You bring it upon yourself.
And that's the NBA mentality. That's what these guys are victims. They are victims of the system. And I think that's part of the problem with the NBA is your commissioner lets the players run the league.
Yeah, it's fair.
The commissioner has no backbone. Gary Bettman, I think that dude's got backbone. I think he's a good commissioner. Roger Goodell, he has his faults, but I think he is a good backbone commissioner.
He's handled the logistics of the NFL decently.
He has.
Yeah.
Rob Manfred,
I can't be on the boat with Manfred.
Yeah. No, I'm not either. But I think the good outweighs the bad in terms of commissioners. Nevada Josh is really chiming in today. He says, I love Shaq, but I remember when Shaq was out because he had a hurt toe. I understand his toe is probably bigger than my entire foot, but still that was funny, especially when you have hockey players taking pucks to the face and still playing. Who took a puck to the face the other day for Team USA?
Oh.
Was it Jake Guentzel?
It may have been. I'll look it up for you as we're on.
You know, to kind of go off what you guys were talking about last segment about the fan buy-in with the NHL versus the NBA, I remember when I was in college and when the Preds were on that Stanley Cup final run, Knoxville went absolutely bananas.
Really?
For the Preds. I mean, yeah. And Knoxville, they have, and I think it's an AHL team or yeah. ECHL team.
Ice Bears.
Ice yes. Bears, baby.
Yeah.
I frequented an Ice Bears game or two in my time up there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyways, you know, they have that NHL or that hockey presence kind of, you know, but like when the Preds were on that run, it's like Preds fans just came out of the woodwork
yeah.
up there.
Yeah.
And they started holding watch parties in Market Square and I mean, it was bananas.
It's fun. I remember I was in middle school when the Preds went on the Stanley Cup.
That's weird.
It is weird. I think I was 17? I was in the seventh grade.
Holy cow. I was a senior in high school.
Wow. I was in the seventh grade.
Junior in college. So you guys are making me feel really old.
But right I remember vividly watching every game. I remember vividly they would have, we would let us get out. I went to private Catholic school, so we wore uniforms.
Yeah.
They would let us get out of uniform and wear gold.
Hey, all right.
That's nice.
On Preds game days. Hey, rep the Preds. I think they let us out early one day because the Preds played and it was at home. They wanted people that were going to
go party.
Get on down there.
Heck yes.
It was a fun time. That was when I really remember first starting to get into hockey.
But yeah, right. Like that's you just kind of give that point. Like Knoxville, a city that's just so engrossed with the Vols, and then you know, you got a mixture of Braves and Reds fans, Titans, Panthers, Falcons, I guess maybe the Hawks, not really the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
You just don't think hockey would really buy in up there. And it went bananas.
Yeah.
And so, like, I just think that hockey plays to people a lot easier.
It does. And we're talking about Four Nations to begin this whole conversation. I think the Four Nations has kindled everybody's attention back into hockey because of the aspect of patriotism and just being a United States citizen, especially just the advertisement of it all. It's on regular Channel 2 for some people that have regular cable television for ABC. Like it's to everybody. You know what I mean? Like when the Preds have experienced doing games on local channel 5, I believe it is.
Yeah.
And they did the Preds games that way. Like probably had
people
a lot
are
more,
watching.
Yeah. A lot more people intrigued in the game.
Texters all over me because I said NBA players are victims.
Uh oh.
Look at Jimmy Butler. Oh. I mean, come on. Yeah. Jimmy Butler whined his way out of Miami, gets traded to Golden State.
Has he played?
He's played.
Okay.
He crapped his pants one time.
Oh.
Like, I'm not even kidding.
Is that true?
I don't know. They showed a close-up of him, of his white shorts with brown stains on him in the rear. I was like, well, we may have a Ray Allen situation. Or was it Paul Pierce?
Should not be sitting on chocolate bars during
that game. Did you ever see Diary of a Wimpy Kid as a kid?
No, I'm sorry.
I watched, I think, the first one.
There was a scene where they go to church, and he's sitting in the back seat, and he has a baby brother.
Oh.
The baby brother eats a chocolate bar and throws it in the back seat behind him. He sits on it.
Eesh.
All over the cacks. He's got to wear his mom's sweater. That's where that meme of Rally comes from, where he looks up and then he looks down.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Yeah. Do you all remember when, I think it was Lamar.
Yeah, he had to go off. And he was on the sideline and carted him off. That was Paul Pierce in the NBA Finals. In 2009, the year they won him, he had to do it.
Oh,
so they they carted him off.
Man,
that sucks. That?
I can relate to that. I have irritable bowel syndrome. But back to the conversation. I mean, I think PK Subban laid it out best. These players are all in. the NBA, I don't think they're definitely not all in on their All-Star game. I don't think they're all in on their league.
I think this is my last statement I'm going to make about the NBA. I think they have a solid, I guess, I'm not backtracking at all. I'm just saying they have a solid product. I don't think they don't know how to capitalize on it. I think that's the best way to describe it.
I think that's a testament to leadership.
Right.
I think it is.
I think that goes to the I guess, league.
I think they're desperate to try everything they can to get people to watch. That's why you had a new All-Star format. Yeah. That's why you got this in-season tournament. They want everything they can to get you to watch, and it's just not working.
Yeah.
Because this is ultimately what it boils down to. This is lazy basketball.
Church league.
Church. CYO. What was it? Diocesan league.
Yeah, that too. Hey, don't knock it. Don't knock it.
I was a baller in the diocese. Actually, my mom just sent me pictures of me playing basketball from like 7 years ago.
Hey.
I'll show you in the break.
Please do.
I was a stretch four. I was pretty badass.
Well, we got some basketball coming up. We got some picks to make, don't we?
We do have some picks to make. Vanderbilt playing today. Tennessee playing today. Preds back in action.
Nashville SC tonight.
Nashville SC tonight. Yep. I forgot to mention Nashville SC. That's fine.
I'll get my input on that in the last break.
Yeah. That's a good product, too. Yeah. The MLS. I'm a fan of the MLS.
People are going to be surprised with NSC this year.
Oh, yeah. They've reloaded, it seems. Picks coming up next. We'll give you your best bets coming up next. You're on Forest Company, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Creed! I'm not a big Creed guy.
Oh,
but
buddy.
This song and One Last Breath.
I love Creed. They're
get
great.
Get me going.
Forest, we got to get them back on the Thanksgiving halftime show schedule.
Super Bowl, buddy. No, Super Bowl halftime show. That's what needs to happen.
I'm just saying, if I ever see Post Malone sing with Nirvana again, I may throw my remote at the TV.
Well, it's possible.
It was terrible.
Oh, I heard he did a good job.
It was terrible.
Some people liked it.
Some liked it. I personally don't think that band should ever be touched again.
It's true.
Not without Kurt. Picks time.
Yes.
I've got, what do I have written down? 3 picks. I can throw in a fourth one. We got time.
Yeah.
Let's start with Preds in action tonight here on 102.5 The Game. Pre-game starting at 5 o'clock with Max Herz over at Barrel House in Bridgestone Arena. Puck drop, of course, at 6 with the great Pete Weber and Jay Moore returning on the call. Where are we going on this one, fellas? First game back from the Four Nations.
I think the Preds come out guns a-blazing. Obviously, they got some injuries. By the way, game starts at 5 tonight.
Does it?
Yeah, so pregame before. No, I believe.
Then why am I scheduled to be here at 4?
I don't know. Hey, different day. I don't know.
It's a good thing you mentioned that, Frazier.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah,
I would have showed up right at pregame.
I don't know.
Pregame.
I think the Preds, there's something about this team. Yeah, they got some guys put on the IR. You know, you're going to see some weird hockey for the most part. But I think the Preds are going to come out winning, coming out strong.
Mm.
I think this is going to be more of a 3-2 type game, maybe 4-2. I would like to have a free Frosty. That's just something to end my nightcap with.
So does Brent Peterson.
Yeah. So that's where I'm going with that. Preds to win 4-2.
Jake Wallman, Preds, Avs in action.
I like the idea of the Preds coming off Four Nations break, you know, a little bit more rejuvenated. You know, and then, you know, of course, you know, not every Pred was, you know, on the break. You know, Philip Forsberg and UC, you know, still got that.
Gus Nyquist.
Gus Nyquist is another one. You know, still didn't take that 2-week break, so I like the Preds. I'm going to say Preds 2, Avs 1.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Well,
we got
a big upset. I'm going to ruin the party.
Oh.
I like the fact that the Avs' 2 best players are coming back after playing from Team Canada. They're probably tired.
Right.
That being Cale Makar and Nathan MacKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
Preds have had a little bit more time off. There are guys coming back. Of course, that was Gus Nyquist, Philip Forsberg, UC Saros. But I think the Avs are just the better team. The Preds don't match up well. I like a Gus Nyquist goal tonight, though.
Ooh.
Because I think this is the end of the Gus Nyquist era in Nashville.
Gus Bus going out.
I think he's going to help that trade
value
a little bit. Maybe squeeze a little first-round pick out for him.
Oh.
That's wishful thinking.
Well, yeah.
But I think the Avs get it done 3-1.
Okay.
Wallman's going to love this. Tennessee at Texas A&M. Big time matchup today. Number 5 versus what was What's A&M's ranking? I'm blanking on them.
They are seven.
Seven. Yeah. Wow.
Let's not forget
in College Station.
Yep.
A&M coming off a Mississippi State loss. They got beat by close to 30.
Yeah.
Tennessee did not have a midweek game. We'll start with Nick Frazier. I know where he's going.
Hey, Jake Wallman.
Hey, Frazier. Yeah. What's up, buddy?
Taking A&M. A&M by about 5 to 7 points.
Don't pick us.
5 to 10 points. Yeah, let's go that way.
He said, don't let us get one. Jake Wallman. I think I know what you're going
to. I think that the break helped this team. You know, they played a lot of Tuesday, Wednesday, yep. Saturday games. You know, on a good stretch for probably the last month and a half. I like the Vols. It seems like every time we play Texas A&M, it's a big game. And then, of course, you know, the last time they played, Buzz Williams was on the court, and some say he's still out there. So
that's every game.
Okay.
Buzz finds his way out to the half court line just about every game. I'm going to go A&M here. I think that Mississippi State loss pissed them off royally.
Yeah.
And playing at home in front of your crowd.
It woke the beast.
Hopefully they play in those awful jerseys too, so it just makes them even more mad every time they look at them. I think Wade Taylor has a big day. Wade Taylor shows up for big games like this. I think he could drop 25 to 30.
Oh, my.
I think it's a big day for him. I think A&M wins by 8 to 10.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I think that 1 to 10 margin is probably where it's going to be.
Now, the last time they played in College Station, these two teams, A&M blew them out. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's certainly an interesting game. I think this shakes up the SEC a little bit.
Yeah.
Over in the Mid-State, Vanderbilt and Ole Miss coming over to Memorial Gymnasium. I don't have the line in front of me, but I would assume Ole Miss is probably favored.
Probably so.
Ole Miss is number 24. Frazier, Doors or Rebs?
I'm going to go Vanderbilt. I think Vanderbilt's showing some strong push here, cut that 3-game losing streak out, and get a win. Get a green W on their list.
Green W.
Yep. And my wild card, I'm going to go with Nashville SC tonight. I think Nashville SC wins. It's going to be an odd matchup for them because, you know, they got some guys out. Brian Acosta, midfielder's out. Gaston Brugman, I believe B.J. Callahan said at the end of the preseason that he's the longest one out from injury. So that'll be interesting. Then Yazbek, I think, is questionable. He was talking about that in the presser as well. So that's a key piece to their midfield that needs to be ready to go tonight. So this will be interesting. It'll be close. You know what? Not 2-1. I'm going to go 2-0. 2-0.
2-0.
Yeah. I'm going to go a nice little shutout.
I love that we can use nil now when we talk about soccer. It's pronounced soccer, not football.
Yeah,
I agree. Nashville SC in action, of course, tonight over at Geodis Park against New England.
Correct. New England Revolution.
New England
Revolution. So I'm intrigued to see how this offense plays with
that's
B.J.
A cool
Callahan.
Name too. Know, right? New England Revolution.
Robert Kraft owns the team.
Does he?
Yeah.
Wow. Vanderbilt, it's going to be such a close matchup. It's two good coaches. I'm going to go Ole Miss to pull it out. I think Chris Beard just has more firepower. Malik Dia, bit of a homecoming game for him of sorts. He's from Nashville. Yeah. Played at Belmont. But I think Ole Miss pulls this one out pretty closely. I think they win by 3 or 4. If we're doing wild cards, give me my Wildcats to upset Alabama over in Tuscaloosa.
They are
outmatched heavily, missing Lamont Butler, Jackson Robinson, and Kirk Kreiza. But the way they played the other day in Rupp Arena against Vanderbilt, they play like that every game. They can beat anyone in the country.
I agree.
I think such a shot in the dark because it's not going to happen. But I think Kentucky can get it done today against the Crimson Tide. Jake Wallman, wrap us up with Vanderbilt and Ole Miss and your wild card.
Vanderbilt is actually a -1 favorite.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 1-point dog or 1-point favorite at home. Memorial Magic, I think, plays a part today. Give me the Doors. And my wild card, I'm going to go down to the Borough. MTSU hosting Sam Houston State, 4.5-point favorite. Close game. MTSU won by 2 last time on the road. I think the Blue Raiders get it done, get that 18th win.
Will Sam Houston be in the building himself?
No, he won't.
Oh, probably tending to the people of Mexico.
Yeah.
That'll do it for us here. Connor Newt, Nick Frazier, wrapping you up here in Forest Company. Jake Wallman, of course, behind the glass. Stay tuned, though. Vanderbilt basketball coming up against Ole Miss. Preds in action against the Avalanche starting at 4, not 5. I was wrong there. But for us, we've been Forrest Company. We'll see you next week here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Peace.